Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. I'm excited today because I have someone that I haven't known that long, but has become a really good friend, Brian Culhane. Thank you, Brian, for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on, Sharon.
Well, I'm excited because Mike and I have become involved with eXp Realty, and it's been quite a ride, and we're very excited about the future because of the incredible platform that the company provides and the opportunities for people to get involved and make multiple streams of passive income. And as a result of getting involved, we had the opportunity of meeting eXp's first president, and that is Brian Culhane. And he is still so totally invested in the company and supporting everybody under it, very involved. He and his wife, Christy, just incredible couple, and pouring themselves into helping other people. And he's also the founding member, I love this, a mega agent within eXp, icon growth leader, I love those labels. And he's the CEO of his own investment company, Culhane Company. So Brian, again, thank you so much for being with me today.
Well, thank you. And it's a pleasure. And anytime I can be on a show with one of the world's greatest success philosophers, sign me up. I'm all in.
Oh, I love that. Success philosophers. I'll have to use that one if I can learn how to say it without tripping over my tongue. I'm so excited because today, you know, in today's world, real estate, people say, oh, there's no supply. Well, there's still plenty of real estate transactions going on. And the whole eXp formula, it's incredible because it's all virtual and it gives you an opportunity to really be on the cutting edge of what's happening in real estate. But I'd like to turn the clock back a little bit, Brian, because I'd like to talk about little Brian and then how you actually met Glenn to get everything started. So,
gosh, little Brian, well, I'm 6'6", 240, well, 235 now. I've been working on some things, but back when, you know, I grew up in Chicago, I was a blue collar kid from a blue collar family. Kind of, I used to say I lived in a white collar neighborhood, but I was on the other side of the tracks. So I grew up around successful families, and but I was carrying golf bags and waiting tables for my friends' parents. And so I got to kind of press my nose up against the window of success, but I was definitely on the other side growing up. Actually, if you want to go back even a little further, though, I do have some success philosophy in my family tree. My grandfather, Francis Culhane, was the president of the Marmon Group by the time he was 52. He was a gold gloves boxer, Notre Dame law professor, first in his class, ROTC, just a world beater, tail end of World War II, Navy guy for Korea. I mean, just an awesome, awesome, awesome individual. And again, by the time he was 52, he had worked his way up to the president of the Marmon Group. The Marmon Group, of course, is the Pritzker family holding company. And they are also the Hyatt Group now today, probably more better known as. But effectively, he was running their whole operation. And then on a fateful Saturday morning, my great grandfather had just recently passed away. And on the way to his dad's funeral, he hit a tree in his little sports car on his Indian Hill estates and ended up passing away from it. And so I like to say that he sort of ran over the family financial tree back then, because I can't imagine where we'd be had he stayed on that trajectory, right? So the wheels of fortune, you know, kind of clicked forward. Well, here's my dad, 25, long hair, you know, 20 years old in 1969. You know, he wasn't chasing financial success. He was he was chasing Jimi Hendrix and the Grateful Dead. That's what he was. Those are the influencers he was following of his day. And so he wasn't following in grandpa's financial footsteps necessarily, but great father, always there for me, you know, tons of time and love and wisdom, but financially, you know, we struggled. So, you know, that was probably all the way through my 20s. And then I got sick of the Chicago winters. I got sick of struggling, and I threw all my clothes in literally a hefty cinch sack. I came out to Arizona on a whim, was just checking out, you know, the Craigslist ad, you know, the want ads, but in the form of Craigslist, right? And I ended up finding Glenn Sanford. He was looking for a team leader to run his Phoenix expansion team. And so he hired me out of real estate school. I was literally, I think I was in my first week of training for waiting tables at Eddie V's Steakhouse. And I hadn't even passed my real estate test yet, and he offered me the job. So I took it.
I love that story. That's why I wanted you to share it, because, you know, putting yourself in a position of greatest potential, you just never know what opportunities can open up for you. And you showed up and you put in the effort and created an incredible life for yourself.
One of my business mentors said, David Bernstein, he says, big commercial real estate guy here. I used to call on him back when I first came out here, see if he had any jobs for me. And he was actually, kind of make some connections here. David Bernstein was introduced to me through Leonard Lavin. So the founder of Alberto Culver, my mom was Leonard's private nurse for 10 years. And prior to Leonard, her first billionaire was W. Clement Stone.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. That's right. Yes.
Napoleon Hill chairman or, you know, co-chairs. But so for 20 years, my mom was the private nurse for these two 90-year-old billionaires. So even back when we lived in, you know, one of our 15 different rental houses growing up as a kid, I remember driving up to W. Clement's property. You know, he had the big, giant orange Spanish roof with the double guard gate entrances. And we would literally slip up the side service entrance. I'd pick up my mom after work with my dad. And I'd just be like, who gets to live here? Like, what is it? Like, I think I went inside once and it was like going back to 1920s. You know, we had like the schnooker table and the Parcheesi tables and in this game room. I'm like, this
what
is
great memories. That's fantastic. I love that. That's incredible. And so, and the whole concept of EXP was really, you know, Glenn's background had a little bit of technology in it, right? And the whole thing is taking this concept and making it virtual. So talk a little bit about that process, because you guys first did the whole bricks and mortar and then decided go virtual, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that little piece of history. I would say he was a lot bit of a tech guy. He was the premier real estate tech lead generator prior to, you know, even up until, you know, maybe the first year or two of Zillow. We had more top ranked real estate websites than anybody in the business. So when Glenn hired me in 2004, he was running probably 6 or 7 websites. So that was, you know, if you back up and go to his story a little bit, you know, Glenn was an internet computer programmer. You know, he was effectively creating community portals for towns, and he was selling banner ads. And one of the ads he sold was to a real estate professional. Well, this gentleman was, you know, probably a senior level, you know, agent, had been doing it for 20, 30 years. And he just didn't know how to handle these internet leads, right? I mean, again, this was probably 2001. So most people didn't even know what internet leads were, right? Yep. Well, he jumped in and he said, hey, Glenn, I need you to come help me close these deals. I don't know what to do with these. And Glenn was like, I don't want to get into real estate, you know? And the guy literally paid Glenn to study for his license. Pretty incredible story of its own. But long story short, he was rookie of the year. And then he ran into the millionaire real estate agent playbook, which is Gary Keller's Red Book. And he started learning about building a 7-level team and bringing in passive income and sort of setting yourself up for creating a $1 million passive income business. And that's what he decided he needed to do. And so he went to Keller And then he started building websites in cities that he liked to travel to. So I always look back on that as kind of Glenn was one of those early lifestyle designers for himself, you know, picking cities that he liked to travel to. And then he was building websites, and then he was installing team leaders like me to grow the team and close the deals. And so he was doing this in six or seven cities, and we did it pretty well. I think he had generated a couple $1 billion worth of leads in some of those early years for us. And we didn't close $1 billion, but you know, we generated $1 million. but we did well. And then we stepped out. We were doing so well, we stepped away from Keller because we just got sick of sending everybody their paying all that splits and fees and, you know, the franchise fees and et cetera, et cetera. Sorry, my phone was dinging there. But, and then we just said, you know, let's start our own brokerage. So to your point, we started a traditional brokerage called Buyer Tours. And a lot of people don't know that little attempt because it was about 6 months in and then the market crashed. And so that was in 2008 when, you know, when the big housing bubble burst and the credit crunch and the whatever, whatever. So, you know, the toxic assets and all that stuff. So we basically shut everything down. He called an emergency meeting. I mean, think about it. He was running six offices in six cities with six leases and six salaries and everything times six, phone systems, you know, whatever. And so when he shut it all down, he said, listen, guys, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for a while. And we need to reinvent the real estate brokerage model. And we need to come up with a recession proof or an economy proof concept that not only can survive this downturn, but will be able to survive future downturns. And that
let me just interrupt here because everybody that knows me, I teach successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. So he recognized something that was going to destroy a lot of other people to really stop them in their tracks. But he said, okay, this is going to be bad, but let's find a way to build something that's going to help us get through it. That's the true talent of an entrepreneur, solving a problem and serving a need. So
yeah. And he was like thinking, and we have a little joke internally, Jason guessing, and a few of us, you know, early executives like to say, you know, most people are playing checkers and are reacting, you know, Glenn's playing chess and thinking four or five steps ahead. And then someone later said he's playing 3D chess. And I was like, all right, yeah, he actually is playing 3D chess now for sure. But that was always his mind, right? It was always, are you thinking big enough? If it ain't broke, break it. You know, are you a part of a vehicle that's big enough to allow you to achieve your dream? So, you know, and by the way, he was, you know, probably, I think he said he'd started something like 15 or 16 companies before he started EXP. So he had... You know, I'm watching this special on Abraham Lincoln on CNN right now, and it's pretty incredible. But, you know, if you just look at the amount of failures that Lincoln had before he was elected, I mean, it was all failure, right? He didn't have any wins. And Glenn has a very similar track record, right? He had very, I mean, he had some good ideas. He started some good stuff, but for whatever reason, bad partner, bad decisions, bad economy, whatever threw him off the horse. You know, he got back up on 15 different entrepreneurial horses until he got up on the EXP one.
And I just love the model because, and for those of you that are interested, you certainly can reach out to us, info@SharonLechter.com for more information. But I love it because it, you know, it looks at what everybody else is doing and how they can make it better. So for instance, you have the ability to have people around the globe underneath you. You're not restricted to a geographic situation. Everything is virtual. So you have the state of the art that they're providing you, all kinds of education and resources, and they build in mentorship as part of it. And so all of these things attracted me because it's a well thought out, multidimensional opportunity for you to be successful, right?
100% agree. You know, I used to say in the past when we were kind of rolling this out, I said, folks, we didn't just create EXP in a vacuum. You know, this is a trial and error, you know, try a little piece here, take this out, add this, somebody join us and go, we should do this. What if we do that? I mean, even everything from the inception of the company to the logo, to bringing in a cap to the icon agent. It's all been a collaborative exercise between, you know, the people that comprise the company over the years. And, you know, that's just been one of Glenn's secret weapons, was getting the group to, he used to say this, as a matter of fact, he'd say the organized group will always outdo the individual genius. And so we always operated that way. It was always collaborative. He'd get us married to the concept. And so when I think about EXP, I mean, eventually, you know, if you're in the real estate space, all roads lead to this model. You know, if you're doing this over any given course of time, you know, these are sort of the revelations that we have gotten bumping our head against the wall 50,000 different times, right?
Yeah. And it's an opportunity for people who are already real estate agents. You would look at it, reach out to me, because it's an opportunity for you to see what else is out there and compare to what you have right now. And if you're a real estate investor. So for instance, when Mike and I got enamored with this company, he sat and took his real estate license, but we will use it for our own investments. Mike's not going to go out selling houses, but we're able to offer this opportunity to other people because we see how valuable it is to create a career as well as a way, I want to underscore, create passive income for yourself. And it's a great opportunity because you not only support other agents, but you can bring people from around the world. We've been talking to people in the UK and South Africa to see, and the company is exploding around the world. You're in now, what, 8, 9, 10 countries, right?
Yeah, I think we're closing in on over 10 countries. You know, I tell your story, your Michael's story, to a lot of people, because I think that is such a great encapsulation of, you know, the power of this opportunity. Because here's, you know, two folks that are arguably some of the most successful people that I've ever met, you know, just countless books on success philosophy and business and investing and Michael's OPM and, you know, all the work you guys did with, you know, Outwitting the Devil and Think and Grow Rich. And just, I mean, it's like you guys are titans in the industry. You took one look at this opportunity and you said, Michael, we're going to get our real estate license. Yeah, I guess you guys flipped the coin for who was going to go to class or not, right? Maybe drew some straws, right? But, you know, you said, hey, we're not missing this opportunity, because you have set up your life to be able to look at opportunity, which I think most people suffer from, not lack of opportunity, but lack of ability to absorb and vet all of the opportunity that really is coming at us. Because I think it's constant. You know, if you get your opportunity vetting and sort of, you know, opportunity awareness system set up, you should be able to harness as much of it as possible. And so kudos to you guys for just recognizing the opportunity, jumping in. And then I say to people, I go, you know, what do you think they see in this opportunity? Like, you know, they would not be wasting their time, their energy. You would not be going to school to get your license.
So you're using me as a sales tool, huh? Love it.
But it's like, you know,
it's a point, you know, that the company really supports you creating your own identity within the company. So as part of our organization, it's like called the agency, and that's, you know, we're combining big brands. We have EXP, of course, as the umbrella, but then Tarek El Moussa is, you know, he's stepping in, he's part of it. And then we have Haas Pratt, who wrote The Listing Boss, is part of this group, Lisa Copeland, and then Mike and I. So we've got kind of like the trifecta, and now Grant Cardone is joining the overall team.
Yeah.
And so what we're creating is really, you know, it's a machine of understanding the value of real estate and the opportunities and the systems. I talk about assets are sexy, and part of that is business systems. Well, EXP delivers you the system that allows you to create success in real estate.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing short of what you just described, the group, Haas, Lisa, yourself, Michael, Grant, Tarek, Heather. It's a success think tank. You know, it's nothing short of a, you know, a success network, which, you know, obviously now with EXP buying Success Media and all the stuff that we're doing kind of on some other levels, it's all coming together, right? I mean, Tark's in investor space, Grant's in the investor space, you guys are in the investor space. So I like to think of it, it's more than just, hey, come to EXP and sell some houses, right? I mean, yeah, we're going to sell houses. I'll still sell a house, I'm sure, if, you know, you guys are buying and selling properties, having that real estate license is going to save you some money and be a great tool.
So there's always that, right? I'm a big fan of everybody getting into real estate, even just if you're doing your own stuff.
As I say, the wealthiest people in the world either made their wealth through real estate or hold their wealth in real estate is pretty much universal. So it's something that, and certainly today with interest rates as low as they are, it's, if there's ever been a time to get into it, it's now. Even though supplies are short, you can always find, if you just have to roll your sleeves up a little higher, you can always find a deal. So,
well, and we're even now, you know, you and I and some of our other partners, I mean, we're literally putting people into real estate school. So if there's anybody out there that wants to get into the business, reach out to Sharon. I mean, we've got mechanisms, we've got scholarships, we've got programs that can get you into the real estate game. Because again, you know, just having that license is a tool in your wealth building toolbox that you'll use for the rest of your life.
And if you haven't gone yet, there's, you know, certain states, Arizona being one of them, allows you to do a letter of intent so that you can kind of put your stake in the ground before you actually get your license. Some states don't allow that, but, you know.
Yeah, and listen, again, it's, you know, you want to get involved with this program that we're putting together, right? I mean, it's so much more than just real estate. It's you know, again, we're doing stuff in the investor space, the wealth space, the event space. Sharon and I are getting ready to head down to Miami to go down to Grant's 10X conference. And we're going to be sitting in the front row and we're bringing down a bunch of our leaders and teammates. Because again, if we can just build this one big giant bonfire, you know, we're all little mini bonfires. I'm going to steal maybe a Jay Kinder line here, but we're all kind of like mini bonfires all over the, you know, all the real estate agents and all the independent brokerages are all kind of doing their own thing. But why not get everybody together and build one big giant bonfire? And that's kind of what EXP is we're just taking the best of the best and the best. And we're taking it, I mean, really no agent left behind, right, Sharon? I mean, we're helping everybody.
We've got, you know, when Grant and Elena saw the opportunity, she's in real estate school right now. And so, you know, it's so many people, we've got some, you know, some incredibly successful agents that are seeing the opportunity and joining. But today, you know, The essence of what I want to share is take action, do something to help yourself to create those assets and that passive income, but also to identify that how this company was built was basically what I teach. And even beyond creating this incredible platform, virtual platform for real estate, you know, you guys have seen the opportunity to take this platform and use it in other areas. The company bought Success Magazine and is remaining a separate entity, but using this platform to create Success World. So they're really taking the intellectual property and leveraging it. And so that's, you know, is what we teach.
Correct. You know, I think you and I, you know, I won't name names or anything, but you know, we've got a partner of ours now who just had a horrific accident, right? They got in a horrific accident. Had some really bad injuries. I also have an experience in my past where I fell off my mountain bike and broke my femur in half. And I literally snapped the ball off it. Couldn't walk. They tried to pin it. So it was like 6 months of no weight bearing, but it was really a 2-year nightmare. And then by the way, they had to replace it anyway. So it was like 2 years for nothing of walking around on a walker, taking pain pills and everything else you can imagine. And I'll tell you, Sharon, if I didn't have that little bit of passive income that I had, that I built, and by the way, it was 2011. So we were only like a year and a half in. It was September 2011. So we were literally, less than 2 years in. And I maybe brought in 10 people personally, and those 10 maybe brought in one or two each. So I might have had 30 total people in my entire EXP revenue share, and it was just enough to keep the lights on, right? We had just built a house. Christy was pregnant with our second child. We were a one commission-based income family other than the revenue share. So, I mean, I was working sales and she was helping me work sales, right? And if that's all, she didn't have a big giant salary over at, you know, Banner Health. You know, we didn't have any insurance. We didn't have anything. And I was like, you know, I'd already been working with Glenn for 6 years at this point, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, our ships had come in yet, you know. And, but the only thing, we didn't even have the stock. I mean, we weren't even a public company. So it was just that passive wealth building play. And I don't know if we didn't have had that and I was just a real estate agent at XYZ brokerage, I'd probably be helping my father-in-law catch baby calves right now because he was a large animal vet in Ohio. So that would be my life. Like, come on, let's go.
Love that visual. Come up to our ranch. We've got four little horses being born this month. You can bring back those memories.
Put that, that full-length glove on. And
well, and I really, you know, I just want to emphasize because, you know, I don't want this to come across as a total sales pitch but I want to share that this has been a living example of what's possible from that first meeting of having these six cities and having things go down and then say, okay, what, how do we repair it? How do we bring it back? And continuing that perseverance. And, you know, I haven't actually met Glenn face to face. We've had a few conversations on Clubhouse, but he comes across as a very humble man. I know Brian, you are too. Your success is there, and it's just an opportunity for people to see that it is possible. Solving a problem and serving needs can create an opportunity for success for yourself, but also for so many other people, because it's not just Brian and it's not just, you know, Glenn that have become huge successes. The platforms they've built have helped a lot of people become very successful, and that's the essence of building a brand and building a company that really solves a problem or serves a need, right?
No question about it. And, you know, Glenn's purpose, we were talking about purpose and personal brand and what's your personal purpose. And I just flippantly said, well, what's your purpose? Yeah. And he said, my purpose is to create more millionaires in the real estate space than any other company in history. I mean, he didn't even miss a beat.
Fantastic.
I'm like, that's it. That's what we're doing. We're creating more millionaires in the real estate space than any other company in history.
I love it. I love that. And that's a perfect way for us to wind this up. So if you are interested in more information on eXp, please reach out to us, info@SharonLechter.com. We'd love to share it with you. But at the end of the day, solving a problem, serving a need, and, you know, and just having shared Brian's journey, you know, success is not like this. It's an up and down thing, but always with the eye on the goal and looking at new opportunities, because, you know, so the Success Magazine thing was probably not the original business plan, but it's an opportunity that came along that was very compatible. And it was part of Success Magazine was part of the, every person that was a registered agent in eXp got it anyway. So bringing that into the family, what a wonderful idea.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing for some of the stuff that's coming with that. It's very exciting. And I will share, I think it was on Glenn's original goal list.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Good. That's good to know.
It personal, you know, like, yeah. I think buying success, you know, that was always in a magazine that he was very enamored with. You know, I think about a lot of this is all really power to people like yourself and Glenn. And, you know, it's this ability to manifest and the ability to draw success, draw wealth, draw contacts into your life. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been quoting Think and Grow Rich over the course of I mean, it's almost like I opened every presentation that I've ever done about eXp with that quote, what the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve, and, you know, all that stuff. And then now we're partners.
Yep. Yep. Excited by it too. And I look forward to the future. I think it's going to be fantastic. We invite you to learn more. Reach out to us again, info@SharonLechter. And Brian Culhane is an absolute fantastic man and a good friend and always got a beautiful smile. Even though he's so tall, you have to look up at him, but you know, he's just a little taller than my son, Philip. So I'm used to the height. Thanks.
Phil's
so much.
Tall though. Phil's up there. He's up there.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So thank you so much, Brian. I so appreciate it. You're going to hang out because we're doing another quick recording for our private Facebook group. So for all of those of watching and listening, if you're not part of the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lechter on Facebook, join right away so you can get the rest of the story. And for that, thank you so much. And remember, playing big is about being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. So I'll see you on the other side. Thanks again, Brian.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.